Well, they kept that job for 8 months. CEO of GM Fritz Henderson is stepping down. The automaker actually asked him for his resignation during a GM board meeting yesterday. He's going to be replaced in the interim by the president of the board, Ed Whitaker. And here's Whitaker's comment yesterday.
Momentum has been building in our company over the past several months, but we all agreed that some changes needed to be made going forward.
It's no surprise the board would think that. The board has not been getting along with Fritz Henderson for some time. To explain that is Michelin Maynard. She covers the auto industry for our partners, the New York Times, and she's author of the new book, The Selling of the American Economy. We're also joined by Will Markham, a friend of the program and an auto worker for GM in Pontiac, Michigan. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Mickey, let's be clear about what this is and what this is not. This is, for those who don't know anything about the auto industry, this is not a CEO stepping down because he has no faith in the company. This is really about his relationship with his with the GM board.
You have to remember that when General Motors came out of bankruptcy, its board was restocked with a number of people who were selected by the Treasury Department. And Ed Whitaker, who is the chairman and now the new CEO, was selected specifically by Treasury to run this company, and the Treasury has $50 billion in it, so they wanted to have a strong leader at the helm.
But he has had some relatively well-publicized disputes with the board. He dragged his feet when they asked him to get rid of the company's CFO, Ray Young. He was opposed to keeping Opel. And his deal with Penske, Roger Penske, to buy Saturn went sour. His deal to sell Saab went sour. So Fritz Henderson has not had very good luck running GM.
What the new board members were looking for was a CEO that definitely wanted change, that was definitely willing to move quickly. They did move quickly to try to sell all of these units, as you said, and those deals all fell apart. And Fritz Henderson also, when he named new managers for the company, just kind of rearranged the deck chairs at General Motors. There hasn't been a single sort of high-profile outsider who's come into the company, and one reason is probably that there are limits on bonuses and pay because General Motors got federal assistance.
Okay, so Will Markham, there in Pontiac, Michigan, tell us, how does it look for you? Was Fritz Henderson just rearranging deck chairs? Are you guys ready for a change at the head of the company?
Well, we had, I guess it was mixed emotions, you know, you see both, but things was looking like it was turning around some, you know, things were starting to ease up on the workers. We were starting to feel like we had a little bit more security going for us, and it is a little disturbing because, you know, our lives pretty much depend on their decisions, and to see this happen, it is a little bit unnerving, but
you know, Will, listen to you say that, and Micheline Maynard, senior business correspondent for the New York Times, sort of alluded to this in her answer. Will, it seems to me with Fritz Henderson gone, this is the end of an era at GM. I figure everybody with those, like, GM engineer car guys cufflinks wandering around that GM headquarters has got to be worried this morning. What do you think, Will?
Oh, I think that we need a change, you know, for our, you know, we have a bad reputation out there right now. Morale's low, you know, consumer confidence is not at the level we want it at. So, you know, I guess if this turns into where we get someone from the outside comes in, it's going to give people more confidence that General Motors is truly doing the right things. It's going to be better at the end of the day. But this caught us all by surprise. This was not something we seen coming.
So, Mickey Maynard, Ed Whitaker is going to be the interim CEO while they do an international search for a replacement. Are they really going to do an international search, or is this Ed Whitaker hoping to become GM's new head?
Well, I think Ed Whitaker is GM's new head, and I think when he was recruited by the Treasury, they were looking for someone who could step in if this happened. And so clearly, Treasury didn't want Fritz Henderson to go, but the conclusion was that he had to go. So we could see Ed Whitaker run the company for months, maybe even years.
And possibly stay permanently?
I don't know. I mean, he did go into retirement in San Antonio. If you compare San Antonio and Detroit, I mean, even I know which hand I would go up on. But I think he likes to be back in the middle of the action. He ran AT&T, and CEOs like to be CEOs.
But I love my AT&T service.
But Mickey, there's another name here, and Will, I'm going to ask you the same thing. There's another name here that's extremely well known at GM, and also has a lot of good feeling among auto people, and that's Bob Lutz, GM Vice Chairman, who used to be at Chrysler and is a true car guy. Is there any idea that he could be offered this job?
You know, at my level, I wouldn't know that. But it does concern me that we have certain people given direction in the auto industry that really doesn't know auto. You know, you wouldn't want someone from the auto industry to come into the media and start dictating how you guys, you know,
yeah, that's next.
Do your airway.
That's
because,
next,
you know,
Will.
We don't know nothing about media.
That's coming.
You can come out to New York and direct the show. Maynard, it's worked out well for Ford to have someone from outside the industry come in.
It's Boeing over at Ford.
I think that's exactly what the board's going to be looking at. You know, this board's got some awfully strong people on it. Steve Gursky, the former financial analyst who's advised the UAW. You have David Bonderman, who was one of the owners of Continental Airlines. You have academics. You have hedge fund people. I mean, there are some people with a really 50,000-foot view on this board, and I can't see them necessarily hiring, you know, another former auto CEO to run GM now.
That's the takeaway.
Right, absolutely.
Last car guy at GM.
Or the New York Times.
Well, we'll see how that goes. Will Markham, or I assume this is going to be the topic of conversation at lunch today.
Oh, it's been a topic of conversation since it happened yesterday.
Okay.
Yes.
Will Markham, you know, GM auto worker from Pontiac, Michigan, and Michelin Maynard, senior business correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, and author of the new book, The Selling of the American Economy.
So coming up, the needle's definitely not dropping on vinyl, folks. The band Vinyl Life, all right? You've heard of vinyl, right? Turntables, the old record business. We'll talk about why records still get big love and the best presidents for music files. Two words. Box sets, folks. Coming up. Risen from the grave to move arms like Destro. Tight like an ear in a headphone. Digital meat for the weak.